At the beginning of 2015, Penn State President Eric Barron announced a new $30 million investment in economic development and student career success. WPSU intern Jake Somerville takes a look at one of the organizations that has benefited from this money.
Penn State's initiative to promote entrepreneurship has helped programs like Lion Launchpad, New Leaf, and the Small Business Development Center. One in particular, Lion Launchpad, serves as a business accelerator program that helps selected students turn their ideas into startups. Liz Kissenweather and Brad Levy advised the group in the Information Sciences and Technology Building. But according to Kissenweather, it took a lot of steps to get there. Lion Launchpad started as an idea 7 years ago, but ran into obstacles running as a for-profit venture on campus.
As soon as we started doing that, Penn State was like, okay, we like the mission, and you're following through on the program, but you can't do that. When you start selling products, you're like becoming a for-profit venture, and we can't have any of those on campus. Violates the whole 501c3 nonprofit status, and we don't want to lose that.
The group moved to a shared space off campus, but after seeing other for-profit businesses, like the restaurants in the Hub Robeson Center, Kissenweather found a way to get the group back on campus. Now she says six teams of students gather on the first Wednesday of every month in the IST building, where they set goals and bounce around ideas.
The very first meeting, they said, these are the three things I want to accomplish in the next month, and they put them up on the board, so we listed them. And then you come back a month later, and they're supposed to report out on their three. Did they get a check plus? Kind of a check minus or a zero.
The students involved with Lion Launchpad have differing levels of business experience. The program teaches students concepts like market analysis, price points, and advertising. Mary Elizabeth McCulloch is a junior biomedical engineering major who became inspired on a trip to Ecuador as an exchange student. McCulloch worked with children who have cerebral palsy and struggle to communicate. Her Vive project is an assistive speech device that allows users to give responses by moving the parts of their body that do work. A sensor on the device picks up the movements and translates them into a response. McCulloch posted a video on the Lion Launchpad site to show how the Vive device works.
Right now, the user has the sensor connected to her knee, and she's going to use those movements of her knee to communicate with me.
I'm hungry.
Oh, you're hungry?
Yes.
McCulloch understood the software and the hardware needed for her product, but a lack of business background prevented her from getting it on the market. She says Lion Launchpad has provided a roadmap.
New Leaf and Lion Launchpad have given me tools of different applications that they give business majors that basically maps out, you know, who are your customers, what are your costs, resources.
Imagine being able to use a 3D printer as easily as you would an everyday paper printer.
Current 3D printers are amazing tools, but these devices require operators to remove each finished part by hand before starting the next build.
Our patent-pending device is the ultimate add-on for 3D printers.
Justin Keenan and Kevin Perota are practicing their pitch for their project, Mobium Solutions. The other teams call these sophomore engineering majors the Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak of Lion Launchpad. Mobium Solutions provides an add-on for 3D printers that makes them work faster. The pair first came up with the idea as roommates freshman year when Keenan brought a 3D printer to school. Even with such a unique innovation, Perota says collaborating through Lion Launchpad has helped to improve their project.
And it's been fantastic, not only as a networking place for us to meet people who know things maybe that we don't, as well as introducing us to people outside the community who they know who can help us, but as a way to just connect with people who have similar interests to you and, make some new friends. It's always cool.
Kaylee Rajewski is another member of the program. She developed an app called Time Out. Rajewski, a junior advertising major, decided to come up with a piece of technology that promotes face-to-face communication.
If you look around and you see people sitting together at a restaurant, or if you're hanging out with your friends and family, the people have their phones out and they're paying attention to their phones instead of paying attention to each other.
Her app challenges users to stay off their mobile devices for an extended period of time to promote more personal interactions. Lion Launchpad has helped Rajewski find a way to differentiate her product from the competition. This fall, the app Pocket Points came out. It gives University Park students discounts at local restaurants if they stay off their phones during class.
I think it's great. It's in the niche of helping students become, help them focus on their education. But that's not the space we're in. We want to help people commit to engaging group settings when they're outside of class with their friends, with their families.
The members of Lion Launchpad recently took part in IST Startup Week. Several students were awarded grants for their projects. Mobium Solutions and the Vive project both earned a $10,000 grant as two of the six teams in Penn State's inaugural Summer Founders Program. They'll use the money to continue work on their startups over the summer. I'm WPSU intern Jake Somerville.